ahead of his speech at the Justice Department Friday morning, the president has begun to distance himself from the recommendations for surveillance reform made in December by a panel handpicked by the White House itself. One member of that panel was Jeffrey Stone, a constitutional law professor at the University of Chicago. At an event in Washington on Thursday, he said he expects Obama's address to respond, but not necessarily adopt, some of the nearly 50 recommendations he and his co-panelists are advocating. One area he says he feels very strongly about reforming is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the body that authorizes much of the NSA's spying activities. Currently, the court meets in secret and only hears the executive branch argue for the ability to gather intelligence on U.S. citizens and foreign nationals.
Whether that program is legal, authorized by statute, and whether it is constitutional, consistent with the Fourth Amendment, are really complicated, difficult questions. And they're not the types of questions that a court should decide without hearing an adversarial presentation of the competing views. And so one of the things we've recommended is that there should be an independent advocate for privacy, civil liberties, who's able to represent that perspective.
Multiple bills introduced in Congress would appoint a public advocate to the FISA court, and it's one of the reforms the president is rumored to be considering. But President Obama is not expected to follow the panel's recommendations to drastically overhaul the NSA's practice of collecting the phone records of millions of Americans, a program whose worth Stone questions.
The program has not produced dramatic results. There were other programs that are very effective and are very impressive in terms of the connection between what you learn in those programs and stopping actual terrorist threats. Under the 215 metadata program, there were a few instances in which the information was useful, but no instance in which you could say that the information derived from the 215 program was essential to thwarting terrorist threats.
Many civil liberties advocates, including former NSA analyst William Binney, see this program as not only ineffective, but a, quote, fundamental violation of constitutional rights.
When you pull in together all this metadata about people, what you're really doing is laying out their entire social network, who they communicate with, who they associate with. And the First Amendment guarantees us the right to free association. It doesn't say you have the right to free association as long as NSA knows about it.
The NSA review panel wants to change the program so that private telecommunications companies collect and store the phone records instead of the NSA. And the government would only be able to request the data of specific people who are suspected of wrongdoing. But Binney, who worked for the NSA for nearly 37 years before resigning in protest, opposes this suggestion.
It's nothing more than delayed violation of your Fourth Amendment rights and First Amendment rights. That's all it is. You let the telecoms keep it, and then we'll violate your rights later. The point is nobody should have that data.
Some members of Congress, including Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley, are also skeptical.
I think it's legitimate to have concern that it may create as many privacy problems as it solves. Indeed, private companies seem to be allowing their customers' information to be hacked on what seems to be a daily basis.
The president is also expected tomorrow to announce measures to rein in the NSA's surveillance of foreign citizens, including democratically elected presidents. Revelations of these programs sparked outrage in Brazil, Germany, and other countries, threatening trade deals and other cooperation agreements, something Jeffrey Stone said he hopes the president will take into account.
How you treat people in other nations affects how those nations will treat your people and how the two nations will interrelate in general.
Though Congress has yet to vote on any of the NSA reform bills introduced over the last few months, they did insert some demands into the massive $1 trillion budget bill unveiled this week. In the bill, lawmakers are asking the NSA to estimate how many U.S. citizens have had their phone records swept up, how much the program costs, and how many terrorist activities the information has allowed them to disrupt. That bill could head to the president's desk as early as Friday. In Washington, I'm Alice Olstein.